Ja, einen schönen guten Abend hier aus den Moments im Bremer Steintor. Sie hören, der Laden ist voll besetzt. Alle freuen sich auf das einzige Deutschlandkonzert von Ruthie Foster, dieser außerordentlichen Sängerin, im Rahmen des Women in Emotion Festivals. Das Festival, das hier auf dieser Bühne vor 2 Tagen begonnen hat und das morgen hier fortgesetzt wird mit einem Jazzabend. Julia Kadel und Annalena Schnabel, Doppelkonzert mit der wunderbaren Pianistin beziehungsweise der Saxophonistin aus Hamburg. 2 großartige Jazztalente, die hier morgen ab 20 Uhr auf der Bühne stehen werden. Donnerstag, Freitag dann Konzerte in der Music Hall Worpswede, Uhm aus Marokko und am Freitag dann Faustine aus der Bretagne, die exklusiv anreisen wird, und Alejandra Ribera aus Kanada mit Band. Also 4 Programme im Rahmen des Women in Motion Festivals. Ruthie Foster, die könnte für die Blues-Seite stehen im Programm. Allerdings, sie wird zwar immer wieder als Blues-Künstlerin gehandelt, tatsächlich ist sie so viel mehr. Wenn man genau hinhört, wenn man ihre Alben gehört hat, wenn man sie mal live erlebt hat, dann spürt man, da steckt Gospel drin, die Musik, mit der sie aufgewachsen ist seinerzeit in Texas. Sehr viel Funk, sehr viel Folk auch Tradition, sehr viel Soul, also vieles, was sie da zusammenbringt in ihren eigenen Songs, aber sie ist nicht nur eine großartige Songwriterin, sie ist auch eine tolle Song-Interpretin. Das wird sie heute Abend alles hier vorführen. Promise of a New Day, Brand New Day heißt das neue, das aktuelle Album, mit dem sie auf Europa-Tournee ist. Wir freuen uns sehr, sie heute Abend hier exklusiv präsentieren zu können. Women in Emotion 2016, präsentiert vom Nordwestradio und Sparkasse in Konzert aus den Moments. Ruthie Foster!
We're so glad to be here. Women emotion. Well now, a lot of emotions. Well, let's see. I brought my friends here. Miss Samantha Banks on drums from La Grange. From Texas. The bass guitar, Mr. Larry Fulcher, Houston, Texas. Oh, let's get this party started, shall we? This is a song I put together when I was thinking about my grandmother, and my grandmother was the leader in the Amen corner in our church. And she, along with a lot of sisters, would sit and sing and hum. So I wanted to start this song in the gospel way. Hum, woo, hum, woo, hum, woo, hum, woo. I got pain, got strife. You don't need nobody to tell you how to live your life. Sometimes you hurt, you're so down you can't work. I couldn't see a better way. Keep trusting one more day. My heart, my mind is open wide. Forgiveness, see me through. I'm free on you. Friendships come. Learned and so meanwhile keep an eye one day break at a time, cause love heals and time will reveal a brand new day. And
ooh.
Feeling much better now with that first song gone into the light. Let's move on into something that's more of a singer-songwriter song. This is Patty Griffin actually wrote this next one. It's called When It Don't Come Easy.
Bring Yeah. Thank you. Danke schön. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it sounds like we're doing all right, huh? Woo-ha! I heard that. All right now. Let's do a little bit of this is Sister Rosetta Tharpe did this song, and I changed it up a bit. You may find that throughout the night, that I tend to take songs that you may have heard one way, and we'll do them Ruthie's way. That's all right, I guess. Yeah? Well, here's another one. Here's one Sister Rosetta Tharpe recorded, and I actually changed it up a little bit. It's called Up Above My Head, There's Music in the Air. Yeah. Oh. My. Feel like moaning a lot right now. I'm gonna do a little moaning this evening, yeah. All right. I do believe we're having a good time now. I hope the folks out in Radio Land are having as much of a good time as we are right here. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're going to move on up to another key right now to D. So I grew up with a lot of blues and soul and gospel. And my mother had this stereo where she used to play records, you know, vinyl. You put the needle on and you hear the scratch. Yeah, those were good old times. And especially when you scratched the record, that was... It happened to be me or my brother that scratched the record. Not good times. My mother, she loved her soul music, and she loved Bobby Womack and Johnny Taylor, and she loved the soul singer, Sam Cooke. Yeah. So, you know, and she loved blues, too. You know, she liked Bobby Blue Bland. I love Bobby Blue Bland to this day. We love some Bobby Blue Bland. And so I tried to get a song that kind of mixed those elements in one song. So I wrote this one called Singing the Blues. We'll do this one for you. Find a new home, trying to write a new song, trying to find a rhythm that'll help me. Oh, I wanna get through it. They keep singing the blues. Oh, everybody's saying you gotta get away and go deal with the real stuff, but I don't know if it's gonna be true enough. Yeah. Oh, I keep singing the blues. Oh, you know, I'm just passing on, singing the same old songs. Sometimes it feels so right and I don't feel all alone. But when the music fades, the crowd drives away. Rock and roll, but a little Bobby Blue Bland never, 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 never gets old. I gotta hear me some blues. Yes, I do. Oh, I'm just passing on, singing the same old songs. Sometimes it feels so right and I don't feel all alone. But when the music plays, I'm Mr. Larry Fulcher on that beautiful bass guitar over there. That's a beautiful guitar. This is a great, look at this bass. This is a good bass player here. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buttons.
Okay, I'll tell you about the guy who made it, y'all. His name is Randy Wynn Fulmer. I'm going to give a shout out to him since it's on radio. Yeah. Wynn Bassist, Studio City. Check him out.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, nice cabinet. Yeah. Those of you out in Radio Land, Okay, let's move into "Fruits of My Labor." This is a song was written by Lucinda Williams. In fact, I just saw something on Facebook where she put it back into her set. I hope it was because of us. I know she has a new CD out too. I do love her. Love the way she writes. She's a beautiful poet, in my opinion, and just happens to be musical. She puts these beautiful words to music in a very incredible way that I wish I could write. But instead, I'll just sing her songs. This is one that, what I did with this tune is put a little bit of Sam Cooke in there and a little Otis Redding influence and then sprinkle a little Ruthie Foster on top. See what we come up with there. Hopefully it comes out delicious. Yeah, delicioso. Here we go. All the same. Take the glory. Thank you. Oh, that felt so good. I love singing her songs. She comes through here, tell her how much I love her. And she's welcome to sing any of my songs, too. Here's one I wrote. Oh, yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah. Woo!
Gonna do a little chicken picking right here. Yeah, a little plucking. We're gonna sit on Samantha's front porch. You know, Samantha lives in a little town called, well, Texas, and we call it LaGrange, but it's LaGrange. It's probably the real pronunciation. We're gonna sit on your front porch for a little while and do a little picking and grinning. Good time sitting on your front porch there. Yeah. So it's like a big old party right here. Let's sit on the back porch for a while and bring out a little Mississippi John Hurt. He called this one Richland Women Blues. I want to send this one out to Miss Jessie Mae Hemphill, one of the few women playing the blues back in the day. She was something to be feared, actually. She always carried a, she had a Stetson hat she would wear, and she always had a cigarette in one hand and a pistol in the other. So she was, yeah, you didn't want to mess with her even on a good day. But she loved this tune. This tune, she said, would take her back to when she was, she would visit her man friend. She lived in Senatobia, Mississippi, just south of Memphis, Tennessee. And she would go visit her man friend in Memphis regularly. And they would, well, I guess we call it cruise. They would cruise down Beale Street. Beale Street is this very famous street in Memphis, still is, was then. And she said her man friend had a motorcycle. And she loved that motorcycle. Because when she was feeling real good and the wind was right and she was tight, she would stand up on the back of that motorcycle and let the wind blow through her hair. So we want to send this one out to you, Miss Jessie Mae. I know you're listening somewhere, Mama. Richland Women Blues. One. Samantha on spoons. Encourage her, please. You look like you were having a way good time there. Way too much time? Way too much fun? You got a fancy looking drum set there too. I don't know, would that fit into your bags? That's kind of nice. Oh, I didn't say that out loud. Did I say that on the radio? I didn't say that. Yeah. Legendary Moments Club. That was a moment. Let's create some more moments here. Let's do that. We get a chance to travel quite a bit. We were in the middle of our European tour. We were in London the last few nights, playing at a legendary place there, Ronnie Scott's. Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Whoa. That's good, right? Okay, good. Oh, it was a good time. It's a good time, but it's good to be here. You know, this is what we do. We move around, and we got into town, and we thought, wow, it's so clean. It's so nice. Wow, yeah, it's nice, very nice. But we get a chance to travel and meet a lot of our friends. It's really the only way I know I run into a lot of musical friends, you know, musician friends, is when we're traveling. And Mavis Staples happens to be one of my favorite people to run into. Yeah. Has she been here?
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all call me next time she shows up. I'll come fly over. Oh, what a beautiful spirit she is. And I had a chance to record one of the tunes that she did with the Staples Singers on the new CD. A brand new day CD. So we want to do that one for you. This one's called The Ghetto. Okay. I'm going to do my best to come close to the Pop Staples guitar sound.
If you ever lived in the ghetto, it may be at the close of your day from your front porch. You hear the sounds from a jukebox. From a neighborhood cafe. At noon, you may hear neighbors fussing, yeah. When the kid breaks a window pane, yeah. Whoa, at night. The sounds of an outward bound train. Outsiders, they refuse to help us. Oh yes, they do. And they doubt us. if there's such thing as a hereafter. Oh yeah. And I'm satisfied. Oh, I'm satisfied that there will be.
Thank you. That felt good. So, yeah, we've got CDs here for sale, and you can go home with that one if you like. It's on the new CD. There's a little something by Johnny Cash we want to do for you. Can we do that? Oh, kind of scared you, didn't we? Johnny Cash, really? All right. Here's one that you know as Ring of Fire. I did something a little different with this. Yeah.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire, and I fell.
acapella song. Let me do an acapella. Give my hands a little bit of a break here. Ah, time to do some acapella. What do you feel like? Acapella song. Something I'm gonna have to play guitar on. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, you know, I talked about the Amen corner, the sisters in a church. My grandmother was sitting this every church had an Amen corner in these old churches down in Texas. And my grandmother, she was a leader of this group of women that would show up with these large hats. And they had these fans, church fans, that advertised your local funeral home on one side and praying hands on the other. And they had they'd go to all the way to big towns like Houston to go grab a nice little outfit and a purse to match. And you could hear them keeping time with the high heel shoes on the old wood floor. And they didn't need a piano player. This church didn't need any of that. They had the sisters in the Amen corner. And they had it. They would pick the key and everything. Even when I was a piano player for my church, I would let the Amen corner start the song. And then I'd have to figure out where they are. Yeah, that's how they roll. So I want to do a tune that Son House used to sing. Yes, we all know his Son House was a preacher and he could sing some blues. He had a big old voice. And I fell in love with Grinning in Your Face, we want to do for you here. If you know it, yeah. If you know it, jump right on in. You can be my Amen Corner. Amen, the moment's Amen Corner. Let's see, I don't want to hurt myself now, let's see. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Oh, bear this in mind.